Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Yeah, welcome everybody to another episode of Unscripted. And it's funny, we always do that. I am your host, Coffee.
It's hilarious.
Right, it's not funny. It's
Bono.
Not funny.
Bono.
We're going back to this. Already?
We've returned there.
Yeah.
10 seconds in.
Oh, boy.
10 seconds.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Across from the international reggae dancer superstar, KurgyT.O.K. You know. Right next to me. 30 plus years in the media, one of the most recognized voices in the industry. And famous face. In recent times, you all learned to say famous face. Great Rodney Campbell.
Hey, yo, hello.
And I'm here, your brother.
History.
Bro. Time does that all on its own.
Bro, history has recorded your conquests.
I'm old. I make no apology for it.
And
okay.
For the people who are wondering, who is this gentleman right here? Because here was, since we started actually posting the videos, this is the first time Garth has been on camera.
Yeah, South Carolina, so, make up a
so every year, every video the people in here will talk about Garth being on vacation, Garth being out. Finally. After Trump has deported majority of Jamaicans,
I volunteered to come
home. Or a very own deportee. Sorry, exportee. Wait, what do you call it?
Expat.
Expat.
Ex-Trump. Expat cover.
Ex-Dutchman.
Expat cover.
Bought him boasting on the US. Ice come knock up him door.
Yeah, man.
Apparently, Ice has circled everybody. Oh, by the way, that's Garth Williams, everybody. Let's start talking. Okay, that's
something. Garth.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, my G.
Come on, big up. It's good to be here, man. I mean, damn, man, everything good.
How was it?
Why still I flip between that
set? You had fun in the boondocks, boy.
So what Trump dealing with thing is like in a certain state, them just gonna circle this fact them will sell oxtail and wait. Mm-hmm. Once you show up by oxtail, you're Caribbean people.
Our fast current.
Yeah.
Oxtail stop sell down south now, rude boy.
Alright, what them sell down there?
Strictly corn. And you know,
bar,
yeah.
But get what I say.
Straight up.
Yeah, because don't mess on them rednecks. Anyways, I don't mess with them people. Like, we live in Jamaica.
Chicken and the corn.
This week we have the Valentine's Fest. I'm kidding. No way we had that.
Yeah.
Anybody next side of the Valentine's
Fest? You in a red though?
Me and Eric are using my side big.
Your side big or your team big?
May I proceed with big buck activities, brother? And if you're back with your side.
Back can go again.
All right.
That's a big way.
Slow them. Slow them. Ooh, them.
Yeah, I'm doing Valentine's activities.
You are doing Valentine's activities.
I'm a very.
NASA.
Randy.
A who named Valentine.
So you can't be anybody?
No, sir.
No. I'm gonna participate, but what kind of vibes you have?
Oh man, that's me and my wife usually just kind of goof around for Valentine's Day. So we do stupid Valentine's stuff.
Man,
you know what I mean?
With the language, you know,
cheesy, corny.
Oh, we goof around.
Valentine's stuff.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing like, you know, like, oh, roses and chocolate and whatever.
Teddy bear
like,
and them.
Yeah, no. So we send each other like memes. One, memes, and two, like t-shirts that make fun. No, which make fun of our Valentine sentiment.
So I could have seen myself doing something like that because
your wife complicit, brother.
Personally, I'm just not buying into the marketing of the whole deal. Like, I'm gonna try to tell you, say, yo, this is the love holiday, but I'm love every day.
Right.
Every day me living love. So you can't come tell me about this at the love holiday. So that's not trying to get me for spend money now.
It's a commercialized.
Absolutely. So but that's why I'm trying to
wouldn't it be fair for somebody to say it's the same thing with that with your birthday or with Christmas or
no,
with something?
No, because it's the one day you're born. How much day you born in a year?
No, but may I say? love is every day. So I'm to like a special day. There's nothing wrong with special day for love.
Special day for love?
Yeah.
No, this, not,
well, not, this a Black History Month. But we feel decide, so we're not about to work with it because yeah. As I said.
Nobody about to try to commercialize Black History Month.
It yeah, commercialized exactly. Already, bro.
Yeah, where you buy for Black History Month?
Where's the commercial activity around Black History Month?
Where you buy?
You're no, it's a genuine question.
Where's the commerce?
They give me one activity that commercialized strictly about Black History
Month. Bob's a vex. What did I say?
No. And I talk about
all of a sudden, hold on, 3/4 events where you see pop up the Black History Month.
Yeah.
Bro.
Enough for commercial.
But it's an ask for one though, Rodney.
Hey. Because you're Jerry.
Let me tell you what you're saying right now.
You incest just.
Jams more.
No. The incest just nature of this side, you know. You're drawing out to call people name.
No.
Because we call an event, I'm going to have to call somebody name.
Let us agree. Traditionally, we don't know of Black History Month being
commercialized.
It's not common knowledge like we do. It's not common knowledge like we know, say, yo, Valentine's Day is a commercial holiday.
All right. On what your base, Valentine's Day being commercialized. I agree with you. We say on what basis you decide that it is so. Because people sell things. That is Valentine, but that people offer restaurant deals and all kind of wonderful things.
That people selfish. Yeah, which is what I'm saying. So especially we're talking about commercializing.
So Black History Month, you know, only place you have a pay if you go enjoy your Black History. You know, commercialize too.
Not on that level, Rodney. We're not talking about just ordinarily that yeah, do something to commemorate Black History Month and the people who participate in it, obviously them put them blood, sweat and tears in it and want to earn a little profit.
Same little bread.
But the levels though, Rodney, there are levels to it. Let's be
real. If people never buy it, they would not sell it bad, man.
Right, wait, hold on, Rodney. Let's kill the angle. Because Kirk Anselo said it right. I just make all people selfish.
How what else?
I said St. Valentine was a fish. I'm upset. But, now, but, Seriously. The aim of the one day is all is that for buy something, spend some money, go somewhere, do something. The Black History Month is really for remind us.
Why never does say the woman them are extortion is? Because you're well and know.
And that's the
only reason they endorse this thing is to sit down with some offices and prove point.
Yeah.
Girl all has said all themselves 6 bunch of roses.
Every year the man them get the same rusty pum pum for Valentine's Day. Ladies do better.
I wasn't.
Do no, better.
I was a gift.
So
the man, girl, are rusty.
Which gift you get rusty every year as Valentine's present?
I haven't got a Valentine's present in ages.
When did you used to get present? What did it?
Historically,
we get this January, part of February, but it's not Valentine's.
You're not the same pump about Valentine's.
We come and keep cussing.
We're not
saying that for all of my life.
All right.
Then deliver
that. Good answer. All of your life, I like that. Yeah, for all of your wife, I like that.
I didn't even know how to ask him how long no man live. Anyhow.
Yeah. Vanessa,
Susanna, Pamela. I didn't live in this life. Anyway. You see that?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have you had that Vanessa?
No, not at all.
Involuntary suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which.
Is that
right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on. Can we get the bell for that segue?
All right.
Hey, yo, hello. Turn around this up. No. Come back around this up.
All right.
Yeah. Everybody have the statistics. Jesus Christ. All right. So, let's go talk about this. That's going to be a serious conversation. No? At least we'll get a little.
They're laughing out of the way.
Yeah. Right. This one not going to be happy. The statistics come out. My name say 90% of the suicides committed in 2024 were males.
Give the actual number, because when I say 90%,
I don't remember the number. I'm not sure, but I don't remember.
So if it's six people,
let's say it was 56 people, and 51 of them were males.
No, it was 67 suicides in Jamaica in 2024.
Uh-huh.
Of the 67, 61 were men.
Has there ever been a year, or when was the last time you knew of a year when women committed suicide more than men?
Yeah, I don't think that would ever be the case.
No. That
so really
certainly not
what, Jamaica, what we should be looking at is not the percentage, but maybe the increase or decrease in numbers of
overall numbers
of men. Men always exceed women.
Mm, true.
Women always outlive men.
But I think what we can do
is, married men especially.
I think what we can do is explore a way for, because if we drive the numbers in majority of the suicides are men. So if we can reduce the amount of suicides that men commit, then we don't automatically reduce the number significantly, no sir.
It's reasonable to
mathematically, God, are you the
math? Repeat the question.
If we were able to reduce the amount of suicides committed by men, there's a big chance that the overall suicide rate would reduce as well.
Oh yeah, easily. Because it's mainly us
who
unalive ourselves.
Exactly. So it makes sense for us to explore like what could cause somebody to do something like that to themselves. Or because I don't think it's something that we really understand how dark of a place you have to be to actually carry out that. I mean, I've had the thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we never get to the point where I say, I'm going to carry out that.
But that don't make you any different than the person who did actually do it then, because they've had the thought.
Yeah.
Them just do it.
Because I understand what it takes to do it. I understand the impact too on the other people who are going to be around me, but...
Yeah, it's a thing. I've been to the brink a few times.
Mm.
It's a very intense conversation where you really have to have with yourself, to really figure out. And as man, we do logical things, so we weigh pros and cons all the time. So is just to have that completely candid, in-depth conversation with yourself to make a decision. A few, I have suffered from some very dark, depressive moments in my life. And it's a place where not many people can really talk you out of it. You kind of have to just, something just have to click and say, not good away.
So what happened, while you have the bouts of these thoughts, and as I say, you negotiate with yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Or reason with yourself. At any point did it get a different kind of thought? So you're depressed, and in depression bring anger, bring sadness, all of these things. You know what I said to yourself, you know, I feel like my dad has got to kill them 10 people there.
Not for me at least, no.
No, because remember, if you get into base is the place where you decide,
It's not.
Better me go spend 100 years in prison and get rid of that problem. Yeah.
Mm.
Or better me get rid of
it
and then you inflict for yourself. It's just an understanding of where the mind got me and try
again. Yeah, I can tell. So based on the question, I can tell that you and it's a good thing, you haven't been in that dark of a place.
I've been in a dark place. I've been
depressed,
but never suffer from depression.
Wait. You understand what I mean?
It's two because different things.
Depression, I talk about clinical depression where it's a sickness. You don't even realize that you are sick in the moment. When you're going through it, you don't realize that you're going through it. It's in hindsight, you can look back and you can say, oh, yo, Jesus, I was a mess.
Or when you get professional support.
Yeah, well, even in that professional support, while you're going through it, sometimes, I can speak for myself, sometimes you do the activities that somebody asks you to carry out while you're getting professional support. Just because you want to be disciplined and you understand something wrong and you want to be better. But you can't see it in the moment. It's right after the fact when you come through it and you can say, oh, yo, Jesus Christ. Like, yo, why was I behaving that way? Is it me? I said, like, why was I thinking that way?
But then in terms of the thing too, it's not people are the root of it.
Right.
It's really your own
perception.
Personal perception of what is happening in your life and what you're seeing. Absolutely. And how you see yourself. It's not always directed at specific people. I mean, you have people who have relationship issues, and because of that, now they treat them way.
Yeah, but low level. Suicide is a self-imposed state of mind.
Hmm?
No, suicide is a death.
Hold on. Suicide
mistake.
Is a self-imposed state of mind. And if you're following reasoning,
about elaborate.
You realize that you sit down, you know,
yeah.
And nobody beat you into the thought. You sit down,
correct.
You formulate, calculate, analyze, dissect, and come to a state of saying, okay, you are now. And in the end, I think this choice is better.
Correct.
It is all you.
To some degree, I understand what
you're saying. I disagree, not in total. Understand what I say? There is a certain external locus of control when it comes to that, because you know what now? A couple of things. One, a bit of your upbringing have to do with it, based on how your parents empower you to manage and maintain your self-esteem. See? And help you to preserve your own sense of self, right? But also, in many cases where people unalive themselves, there are lots of other external factors where a beat down upon them. For a man who, and I'm not saying this is every man, right? But for a man who under consistent pressure, whether from society or otherwise, always be able to perform and deliver and support and be a rock and a solace, etc. And him reach some unfortunate circumstances in him life where him can't meet that. Him feel like he's less of a person. Or him feel say everybody else are gonna see him as less of a person and he's of no worth.
Whose perception is that at that moment?
No, and I'm no, Robin, I'm not saying, and I'm not, it is not absolutely self-imposed. The way you put it, make it sound like, say, all right, you know what? Like you go over one part and you say, you know what? I am not worthy. But a lot, if people keep telling you that you're not worthy over time, it can bear down upon you. And if you're not strong enough.
Sorry for telling this, but these are conversations you have with children. When you try to explain to children that it's dangerous to keep reinforcing something in their mind. You see, when you get to this stage of your life, the same way you're able to sleep with a woman, same way you're able to go out and go work, same way you're able to achieve and achieve and achieve and achieve. That take effort, that take resilience, that take discipline, that take patience. There's nothing that come at you that make you able to tell me all of a sudden you want revert to your days of, well, you know, I always heard I was no good and my father never loved me. I'm sorry to tell you, adult choices. You're not 17, you're not 7.
Randy, that's so straightforward.
No. It's so, very straightforward. It is very straightforward.
No, bro. If it was that straightforward.
All right. You want me to put it blank? The same way how you can take off a woman's jaws and have sex with her. Same way when she does until she says she have her period that you can take off the same jaws and go put it down one side. You can't tell me, say, you're too much a man one way, but you're man enough for next way. The same thing that make you a man is the same thing that allow you to remain a man. You might face challenges and pressure, but you can't excuse your way out of it,
do
bro.
You know,
but
that you, may do I tell you know you. The factor that none of you are seeing?
Tell me.
The difference is that to reach those conclusions that Rodney's talking about, because he's exactly right, but to reach those conclusions, you need some form of guidance. And everybody can see that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can see that way there. And we spoke about it in the last episode too, when we were talking about fathers and their children and things like that. Like, you need somebody to say, brother, but that's not any different than that.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody where you can, a sounding board where you can, when you don't have that, in the absence of that, you are now that sounding board for yourself and you're not equipped. You're not equipped with the things now for some why.
Is you remember the conversation where we
did
up? You remember when I asked you, and I said to you, 9 times out of 10 is people who sit by themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember I said yeah. When you get her from the whole of the crowd and the show done, you see that something when you don't have a sounding board. You can't have a sounding board, you know, when you decide in your mindset. In other room, yeah. You take away yourself from everybody, you know. So you are make a choice. You are make a choice now. Well, not necessarily make a choice, but in that moment, while you reflect and I say, so you know a reason with yourself. Sounding board exists, you know.
Yeah, but here one. Yeah,
but it's not that is you understand when so I say
you understand
they're not around, theory. It's not that they're not around, you know.
You understand the theory.
And you want to make the choice.
You understand the theory. Hold on.
In
practical terms, you understand the theory.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in practical terms, what Kirk is saying is that sometimes you don't do things to yourself. You don't isolate yourself. But you can end up isolated.
Correct.
So you might lose a friend. In losing a friend, you respond one way. Because people hurt and people grieve in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are going through your grief stage, other people might see that as you shunning or them or turning your back on them, and in turn, them turning them back on you. So, if through a series of unfortunate events, you can end up isolated. And in those spaces, that is when the low, if you're at your lowest point, brother, you know, the devil always tempting you. It's when you're at your lowest point, it's them time they feel like everything will crumble down around you. And you just say, yo, you know what, I'm going to end this.
In practical terms, bro, I don't want anybody feel I sit here saying that
but
you're supposed to be so much of a man that depression is supposed to affect you. Bro, the strongest nail with the smallest of armor, you know, hit wrong bend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, what I'm saying is that self-imposed argument is not one that says, all you have to do is just open the door and you get a solution. It's not about that. What it really is that me I say to people, remember that a lot of what this is self.
Yeah. Everything absolutely. Is self.
All right. Sorry, hold on.
Sorry. More so than fuck up.
Sorry.
But you gotta say something sensible first. Say something sensible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're really
that.
Over
it. You're
over it. You're over it. Yeah, tell them, man. You want to say, but me know you have to say something sensible. Yeah.
But why I'm saying that I agree with you earlier. I mean, I really want to go back and forth on this matter, right? Like that particular,
God, Google something for them.
No, well, there's something I actually want to share from an article, but we soon get to that part. On that self-imposed bit, remember now, yes, you are the one unaliving yourself. You are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, suicide is not homicide. Yeah, that's what I mean. Or any other whatever side. Zine?
Just the side. Big side.
Big side.
Big side.
For example, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so you sat down, evaluated the situation that you're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And made the choice to do this act, right? And well, if you're successful, it's named a suicide. And if it's not, it's attempted, right? So from that angle, I understand it being self and self-imposed, because you now look upon it and say there is no hope for tomorrow, which is really what every person will go through it and say, oh, you know, makes sense we move beyond today. Mm-hmm. You know, makes sense we move beyond right, yes, so because beyond there, God knows what. You understand me? So stop it. But what I may end up disagreeing with it is that again, there's a lot of external things coming at you, and if you know, built certain way, whether through your socialization, through your family, through other support systems you might have in your life, then, yeah. You understand? But say a fuck up thing, because
I want to fuck up. All right, so, I mean, so I don't know how far you want, if you want the world, if you want to carry it as far as universe or whatever. Nature and its forces has its way of purging itself, yeah, and it do it all the time. So COVID. you have which is and I remember during COVID, Buddha said something and people were up in arms about it. When he just said, it's left a thing, or it's the UFO dead day.
Mm. But that I got me anyways.
Anyway, you take it, and it doesn't matter. You could have high and mighty a little more. You could have more sensitive a little more. You could have been any fucking thing. You could have been
more intelligent.
You could have been father. How long it doesn't matter. God is going to take who He sees fit to take,
mm-hmm.
and that is the end of it. So, it is a thing where by selection the world is going to weed out the ones unfit to carry on. And it is in those exact dark moments that you must make the decision whether you are to become a man or not.
Yeah.
And that is it. Whether you are going to take up the weight and carry it, or you are going to drop it on the ground and run it. That is it. But I know everybody see it.
You have to remember something to God in your article. I cannot recall somebody who was going to commit suicide who walked into a packed theater and sat in the middle of the crowd and said, I've made a decision and I'm committing suicide. The majority of suicides you can think of are committed separate. However, most are close to or within the very same space of the other people that people are connected to. The only time you literally witness it is back, you have to back up somebody in a corner. So you fly a door and somebody in there and then realize, prisoner this? No, you know. But outside of that, people do it themselves. So when I tell you about something being self-imposing, it's not just the fact that I do the act myself. Mm-hmm. It is the fact that I also want to ensure that I don't share this act with anybody else. Every other act under the sun, every other side, every other act under the sun can be carried out in front of people.
No.
But that act is the one act that 9 times out of 10, a decision is made, say, here or now. I go to the bathroom. And round the corner, bro, me never leave and go half a tree, you know. So I ride round the corner. But me never sit down right as I said, yeah, hear me? And do it. It takes more than just sitting down and calculating what you're gonna do and how you're gonna do it.
Some people don't have the how, you know. It's not even the how of it, you know. I think the how of it is probably the smallest part of it. It is coming to that recognition and that realization that, oh my God, I cannot go any further. And some people, it's a little bit spur of the moment too.
It's in the moment.
Because
am not going to the bathroom fishing.
And then
just realize,
you
know, sir.
You think is a spur of the moment?
It has happened like that.
No, man, I'm not talking about the people who get backed up in a car.
No, and I'm saying to you.
I'm talking about
it. It has happened like that.
Every decision is a
Let me.
You crush him father, care and kill himself point, from father come up.
Yeah, let me put it to you this way.
I'm saying, maybe it's a series of thoughts.
Yeah.
And then this moment happened. The fact that it happened also, didn't make this moment a spur of the moment if it have a trajectory.
I get
you. Hey, what? You see, Randy. And I would say this, and this is probably one of our ways we can look at solving art world, offering possible solutions. If we give everybody who said, if we can identify somebody might be suicidal, wouldn't you recommend giving them more time to think about it?
Think about it what?
And actually, do you want to do this?
I've sat with several people. One young girl went, she was in third form at the time, and I ended up late for uncensored. And I realized by the time we got through, there were so many people that were wrong. Our stepfather did wrong. Our mother never stepped up to the plate at the time. Our sister thought that she getting too much love, so it keep going around. And I said to her, I said, so, and she suddenly mentioned, luckily me have me so-and-so, I sent you, and when we got choir practice, me have so-and-so. I said, hold on. So in the world that you told me about, that you said, everybody's against you and you're drowning. I say you have these two people. I say, you know what you mean to these two people? Can you forget this and amplify that? And we are going and going and going, and we start to realize she have a whole heap of joyful things to tell me about. I mean, I say, the problem is, you don't talk about your joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you see?
You see, always talk about your sorrow.
That's why you have to give them a little bit more time, because it brings us now to the space where sometimes the little things we can be grateful for. I was explaining to somebody the other day, they say, yo, bro, I'm grateful one day, man. I could have shit by myself, I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people are shit in our bag, brother.
Yeah.
Some people wish them could have wiped them on and saw them shit.
Some people,
you know, have so the little things we have for the little things where people not even we take for granted more time. I'm grateful for them little things.
Real thing.
That's why I can live life the way I live life now. I'm grateful for everything. Real that thing. Conversation, I'm grateful.
Real thing.
Is what I say? But it took somebody can you have to really get to like the lowest point in your life when they can say, yo.
Yeah, for no.
Everything from here, it would just look up.
You know.
Is what I'm saying?
Is it the lowest point?
I
don't think it's always the lowest point.
Well, for me, so far, that has been the lowest point in my life.
I've had some. My mother passing as our one picnic, it took me to a place. But what took me out of that moment was looking down at is somebody else when it rock bottom that me have to now turn and say, yo. And
actually, you know, it's
weird.
Why for the rock bottom? But generally, though, that is a good segue into a piece of advice. Generally, when you're in a bad place, helping someone does something for your psyche to improve your perception of.
Yeah, but don't do it because you're in a bad place and want to feel better.
You have to genuinely want to help someone.
I think that's when it therapeutic.
Right.
Yeah. When you naturally
you have to
genuinely. Bro, as you may just walk on the streets of some European light bill downtown, and you just need that one moment. As I said, that one moment, and you look and I said. There are some people live, bro.
You have to kind of interact.
Can turn you.
In order to really know.
It can.
But it can turn.
But the research is.
Right, no, because one of the things I really want to talk to, I mean, we're getting to the part of advice right now, but we're in a pretty bad place. See? Because the numbers of suicide is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
See? From 2020 to now. In 2020, we had 43. Then 50 in 2021, then 63 in 2022, then 66 in 2023, and last year 67.
Right.
So
steady,
so over 5 years, number increased by 24. Over 5 years, and you would have figured, I mean, if without access to the actual numbers, right? Mm-hmm. You'd have probably guessed, okay, 2020 was COVID.
To 2022.
Yeah,
over that period.
That 2 year period.
Right?
When everybody locked in and
you're locked down, you lost employment,
mm-hmm.
or even if you never lose employment.
You witnessed a lot of death and loss.
You lose, loved ones, all kind of thing. Yeah.
The question could now be, is it that all of that is now taking its toll? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But it is an increase, steady increase over 5 years.
You have a breakdown of the possible. Because fairness to us, we are looking at this under the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big difference between the people who, for financial disaster reasons,
right.
choose that. You're the stockbroker that has just lost $1 billion of people money.
Right.
Boom, there's that. There's somebody who witnessed tragedy. That's two totally different things. There's somebody who, this song we're telling about, how can I live without, there's somebody gone in that direction. So it's really different. No, it's really different things. So I wonder sometimes when we hear these figures, because one of the things that I put to Craig, and it's because you mentioned that you share that thing, we can't treat or talk to these things as if it is one cold with one medicine.
Right.
True. Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? So when me and you are, well, we, the reason about it, I'm specifically seek out a part I levels for see if me understand mm-hmm. a part of where that journey go and why go. These things yeah, pop yeah. up, which is totally different from what we call the functioning fucked. People who just stay so every day and yeah. them good like gold.
Yeah.
And you see them come have a drink.
And they're on the treadmill.
And you go, and a man can tell you, say, your man, him sit down there from 8 o'clock, man. And him good. Him been having drinks. And him go home.
And just leave.
You don't, you'd never stop and say to yourself, because you don't call him a drunk. It's not like him a fall over himself. But clearly, with him success and him life looking good, and you see him just come there and sit down.
Yeah. To all external appearances, everything yeah. proper, but really and truly. As I said, the functioning from. Now,
we have a friend who shall remain nameless, Dean. So,
but when me, I got you my depression,
so,
people.
So nobody sometimes knows. I think he crazy.
Sometimes. The fact is, sometimes I wonder if you crazy.
No. What he means is, once Rodney's awake, he thinks Dean is crazy.
Oh.
Once Rodney's asleep, he can't think.
Oh. Rodney spends a lot of time asleep, apparently.
No, but how you know me staying me asleep, brother? But hey, yourself. Go back to Caroline, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's not normal,
that's right.
No, me have a bridge here, John.
Eric, all right. Two things. Jamaica's highest suicide toll was in 2000.
Mercy.
77. And in 2001, 75. Right?
Yeah.
But one of the things this article is pointing out is that overwhelmingly, we men are the ones perpetrating the act. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And again, we end up in a situation where we talk about men's mental health. Right? And the stigma attached to anything to do with mental health once it relates to men.
Yeah.
See?
And that's actually where I want us right? to lead the conversation.
That's one thing. There's a stigma, right? There's also the emotional suppression, right? And the inadequate support systems for us as men.
I would urge... it's very good to have somebody professional to talk about these things in life.
Of course.
I would urge, though, that you interview your psychologist or psychiatrist the way that you would hope that they would interview or press you in a session.
Mm.
Because it's not anybody you want to let into inside of your brain.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know? I would also suggest that men speak to male psychologists or male psychiatrists. I do not believe
cross-gender kind of thing.
I don't think a woman can understand the...
up to a certain point.
A certain man.
I don't think a woman can understand.
A certain man.
There are elements of...
Me expect God to see... God... The therapist or the psychologist that me think God could have sit down with is not the same psychologist or a therapist that would have necessarily think coffee can talk to. Because truth be told, you have, that's why you don't recommend the woman, you know. Not because we think the woman don't have the capacity, but we think the capacity needed they might buck. Me well, know the business to a level that me can talk to you about the business. When you go sit down with somebody who is more church-minded as a therapist, and them start to say, you know me, what you need to do is
take it to the Lord.
Remove yourself from
exactly.
And mm-hmm. it's not that they're misguiding, you know, but them are going with the
they're limited. They're limited by their
experience. Let's relate them. To Craig's point, there are certain elements of the lived experience of a man that a mm-hmm. woman cannot appreciate and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Because
right.
to support both points, right, there are, we wouldn't, man, me personally, and I'm assuming here, that we wouldn't all recommend a male psychologist or psychiatrist to treat women in certain situations.
Especially those who are coping from things like sexual assault and type of things.
Are things that are truly deeply connected to the general lived experience of a woman. Mm-hmm. You understand?
If you have woman problems though, I think it's not a bad idea to say
woman, or
if she have that one problem
from you,
so that she can,
you can borrow from their lived experience.
No, sometimes you must take on a highway, you know, and sometimes you must pull around about. Mm. It's not everything that is cut and trust. Perspective is good,
right?
Which is why a second opinion is not just written, but it is ruled.
Yeah.
The fact that him can't say to you, bro, this is it, and you say, you know, it's true. You know you're going to get a different perspective, just, but you need to go there so that you understand that what you're looking at is not biased.
Yeah.
Anybody familiar with the Jerry window?
What? Go ahead.
Basically, I said to you, there are things that you know, I know, and we agree on. That's the known.
Yeah.
Things that I know, you don't know. That might like a secret or so.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I think I know, but I don't, because you looking from the outside can tell this about me, but I can't tell about myself.
Right.
That's the blind spot.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is like, when we choose to be deceptive, and we know that we're tricking people, but people don't know that we're tricking them. That's being deceptive. Essentially, we're in a space now where you have to speak to the blind spots in people's lives, where there are things that, when you talk to God, you will agree. But then when you talk to Craig is giving a different perspective, something that you might even disagree with, because you are not able to see that within yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
The truth about it is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. You see me, really, that's why I'm always saying, time for me at the answer. Just hang in there, just survive till tomorrow. I promise you tomorrow won't be as bad as yesterday was.
Don't make that promise, but carry on.
I mean, if it was, then I guarantee that the next day it won't be.
We can.
No, could be worse again.
You can't, no.
Well, you know what?
I'm not, I don't want to rain on the parade. What I'm saying is...
What I'm saying is, for somebody, the longer you hang in there, you must come to a win. That's all I say. Hang in there until you come to a win.
Or less of a loss. Or less of a loss.
Just survive till tomorrow. As that, if it didn't kill you, then you'll be better tomorrow. Yeah. That's it.
But, all right. So, on the three things...
You'll still be alive.
You'll still be alive. That is it.
Not necessarily.
You can fight.
Not necessarily better.
Yeah.
You can fight.
You know.
On the three things where the article I pointed to, though,
right?
And this on here now is tackling a couple of them. On the one hand, it talk about the stigma around men's mental health.
Mm-hmm.
See? And like when me I grow up a country, especially, psychologist, guidance counselor, any counselor, see who? You're mad?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say, God, I'm mad.
Mm-hmm. I'm mad.
In my mother, you know,
mm-hmm.
and people start speculating all sorts of things and what have you.
See? When they come down the street, they walk on the next side.
All sorts of things. Or they're very condescending. All right, now. Yeah, understand.
We know you don't have no sense. Well, let's sit down.
Yeah, understand. Fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
You see me? The other thing is emotional suppression.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the other thing is an emotional support system. On the one hand, this is reducing the stigma. The fact say, we have a platform on YouTube where we share too, and we talk about them kind of stuff. Yeah? Never normally used to happen.
Yeah.
I really see more of that. Zane?
Well, hopefully we can bring more of that.
Looking at the camera and remind them as well. For those who... There's a reason these 2 points are here. It shows yourself. You can have the thoughts, have the experience, of the challenges, and be able to sit and talk about something. This argument we are going like say, I don't have nobody to talk to. You mean those 3 people or those 5 people is people enough to talk to? There is somebody, stranger, familiar face, friend, because the moment you talk about something,
True.
Is the less tomorrow. You look at it the same way you did today.
Right.
That's why them tell you, victims of trauma the more you talk about it,
mm-hmm.
is the more you hear other people talk about theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as you said, now make a step on simple.
Almost it's like a community kind of help.
So hold on. Me think me did
unique.
Yo.
Right.
And the weight get less.
Yeah.
The room, the box, the separation.
Yeah.
It is a refuge. It is an escape. But it is not a solution.
Right. Mm-hmm. The next thing.
Good.
It talk about emotional suppression and it talk about support system. But since Rodney talked about, just mentioned the support system a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to talk about the music.
Mm-hmm.
Zane.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have one whole section in our music
mm-hmm.
where deal with bad mind.
And depression and people. And
yo, me not trust people. People are wicked.
Me not like
and
people.
Me not like people. Mm. And all them kind of something there. And what it do, like people, I don't know if people recognize it. But what it do, I reinforce certain things in your head to the extent where it almost become your truth.
Your island.
You understand me?
Yeah, but you know
and,
what?
No, and hold on. And I'm not saying, but I said to the artists them, where sing them song, yeah? Whether as their mainstay or as just a part of the variety where them put out. What we want to share is, just like Rodney said, Zane, while you may have people around you and you feel say you can't talk to them, maybe those people shouldn't be around you.
Mm.
You understand what I say? So seek a support system because support is there in some way, shape, or form. You talk about stranger. All right, me and my brother, him live a foreign now, named Xavier. And me and Xavier, on a Sunday, would I just drive and go some country bar, Westmoreland, brother. Zane, and for all of what from Westmoreland now, you know, which is. Anyhow.
Coming from Greenville.
Right? Right? But sometimes when me and Zane would have pull up a one bar. Mm. Zane, we don't know the man them, you know. Mm. Right? But we sit down and look at a domino table, and we just play some domino, and we have a few drinks and things, and man just talk. Different type of story. And sometimes the story them dark.
Brother.
Sometimes the man in some place. And I just make a reasoning what we end up a whole kind of change them perspective.
Absolutely.
So.
And shot man, man.
But, Tio, you understand me? But what I say is, I'm saying, nah, not the artist, I'm just a point to the facts. But a lot of songs where kind of make people, would drive people for probably believe, say.
We know Craig have a response.
A support to system.
But more change the idea because what happens is, you're saying that the music will reinforce it, but when we are in a particular state of mind, we find the things that will reinforce what we want.
Yeah.
So if, when you're sad, you find sad songs, you listen. When your girl left, you find Brian McKnight, One Last Cry, and them tune then. You know what I'm saying?
That's all like the voice of experience.
Hey, but go on, Brian McKnight. When you go through them, you think that's your goal.